Welcome back for session 5. Last time we focused on the principle of care. Every little action is the outer proof of the inner clarity of your mind. It's an expression of where you fall on the continuum of distraction and awareness in this moment. And everything, from the way you interact with others to the way you go to the bathroom, gives you a new opportunity to show care for this one moment. So now we've explored waking up, arising in the morning, then calibration, grounding, and course correcting, then moving into tender care for everything you interact with as you move throughout the day. And now, in this session, the focus is on the daily principle of authenticity, exploring how it is that you show the world who you truly are, and in doing so, give yourself a chance to be truly alive. And so I'll start with a quote from Sheldon Kopp. I think this articulates the spirit of authenticity. And here's the quote. "We often prefer the control of guaranteed unhappiness over the uncertainty of possible happiness." We often prefer the control of guaranteed unhappiness over the uncertainty of possible happiness. So you might just keep that in mind, the tendency to prioritize a sense of control over possible happiness. Okay, and now if you'd like to close your eyes, you can gently do so. If not, that's also fine. Just choose how you would like to optimally engage with this session today. Whether it's sitting in meditation, or taking notes, or moving around, all are welcome by me. But just make a clear choice now, and come back to that choice whenever your mind inevitably wanders away. Just come back to the clear choice of, this is how I want to spend this time, just for this short time, together. And now I'll ask you the question again, why are you here, and what do you most deeply want? The answer might be different today than the last time, but just clearly state this in your mind, and answer however you like. It might be specific or more vague. Just try to be as honest as you can, and try to provide an answer that is coming from you, and not from someone or somewhere else. Why are you here? And what do you most deeply want? Okay, and now let's take a few moments to settle in together and ground ourselves in this alive, present moment that we're both living in. So see if you can embody the posture and the attitude of like a flower that is rooted firmly and deeply in the ground, and then is reaching up and out from those roots naturally toward the energy of the sun. The sun being this present moment that is all around you and is within you, only right now. Naturally opening toward all of this. Seeing it, even if your eyes are closed, hearing it, feeling it, for the first time, brand new. Feeling your roots in the earth, feeling connected with your current physical environment, and then stretching up and out from those roots to receive all of this, and to receive the message that I have for you today, as fully and openly as you can. An empty cup ready to be filled. And you might just take a few deep breaths in this space, breathing in deeply, and breathing out, and letting the exhale go all the way out completely. and then just waiting for the inhale to come back in naturally on its own. And you can just settle into the natural rhythm of the breath, however it is. And settle into this experience here with me. This is all there is. And now the daily principle of authenticity. So I mentioned in an earlier session that the act of calibration in the morning makes it easier to embody this theme of authenticity. By spending time connecting with your most authentic self to begin the day, it's much easier to act throughout the day in ways that truly feel authentic, especially when it might feel difficult to do so. But what does it mean to be authentic? Maybe take a moment to answer that question for yourself. Reflecting on this, what does it mean to you to be authentic? What does being authentic feel like? This is a term that I think can lose its meaning due to becoming a bit of a cliche. Being my most authentic self, my true self, being real, being whatever you want to call it. What does this actually mean? The meaning of authenticity to me is akin to vulnerability and courage, and particularly the willingness to reveal to others what feels most true to you. So vulnerability being that revealing, exposing of yourself, and courage being that willingness to reveal and expose, especially when you might fear being judged or being embarrassed or maybe being rejected in some way. I think in many ways, as we develop in life, we learn that there are parts of ourselves that are unacceptable or ugly or weak or just not good enough in some way. So we adapt by learning to hide those parts, and by creating a version of ourselves that keeps them hidden. And I like to use the visual metaphor of a spacesuit to describe this protective version of ourselves. If you've taken maybe other courses with me, you might be familiar with this concept. We develop this spacesuit that we feel we need to breathe and to survive. We've developed the suit based on our experiences in life and on our sense of what we think others want from us. What will gain us approval and acknowledgement from others, maybe from family members, maybe peers, maybe just society at large. And all of that informs one's unique spacesuit. This makeshift suit that we piece together as children, not even knowing we're doing it, just attempting to survive and fit in with the intimidatingly large and mysterious world around us. All the while, our more basic, raw self is there all along, same as it was in the beginning, pure, innocent, and perfectly lovable and more than acceptable just as they are. And you might think of your child self now. At what point did they begin to need to be someone or do something in order to be good enough? The child is deserving of love just for being alive and just being part of this miraculous existence. But we may lose touch with this innocence to the point that we identify almost completely with the spacesuit, with this manufactured combination of parts that are serving to gain acceptance and love, embarrassed of the innocent child underneath. And this, to me, is a really dissatisfying way to live. While the spacesuit provides protection and some sense of control and predictability, it also essentially guarantees that we cannot relate and cannot connect directly with other people and with the world around us. because there is this layer of separation, this suit of protection that's in between us and the world around us. So you might view calibration as a practice of getting in touch with what is inside the spacesuit. And then authenticity being the courageous act of peeling off the suit and exposing what's inside, of taking the mask off and revealing what's actually inside, taking the risk to do that. In my work with individual clients, I often use a simple visual model to represent this process. I came across this while reading Ronald Lang. If you think of two circles, one connected to the other, so think of two circles in your mind, one connected directly to the other. You are one circle, and the other is the world around you, including other people and everything in your environment. So in the beginning, we are able to relate and connect directly with the world and with other people. There is no barrier in the way of this connection between the two circles. But then, for whatever combination of reasons, we learn that we are unacceptable in some way. Unacceptable just as we are. And I do think this may just be an inevitable part of being and becoming a human. So when that happens, we develop this second circle, and the original version of us shrinks inside this second circle, so we become a circle inside this intermediate one between us and the world. It's like the spacesuit. The second circle is the idea of who we think others want us to be, consciously or unconsciously. This could be things like, I must be the best, I must look more attractive, feeling sad or crying means I'm weak, I must not show emotion, I must negate my emotions to protect the emotions of others. This second circle is made up of a lot of musts and shoulds, a lot of rules. And while it provides protection, it protects the inner circle from being exposed and potentially rejected by the world. It also makes it so that the inner circle can no longer relate and connect directly with the world and with other people. It keeps the original self tucked away and hidden, kind of like odds and ends shoved into a closet while company comes over. You wouldn't want to show that, and what might they think? No one wants to see you get back in there. So authenticity, to me, is getting in touch with the inner circle, whatever that might look like for you. And calibration helps with this, getting more and more in touch with the feeling at the heart of the inner circle. The innocent child that's still inside of you. And then continually taking the risks to reveal them to the world, because they deserve to be revealed. And to give them the chance to truly be alive, rather than tucked away inside this spacesuit. Despite the related fear of uncertainty. The unknowns of what will they think, what will they say. So vulnerability, authenticity is actively choosing the uncertainty of possible happiness over the control of guaranteed unhappiness. And this doesn't mean that you need to throw away the protective circle, the spacesuit, but maybe see it clearly for what it is. And see how it initially developed to serve you, maybe have compassion for it, and then begin to reshape it in a way that feels more true to you. Refashion the spacesuit in a way that isn't so constricting. And then maybe sometimes even take the risk to remove it completely. I believe this risk-taking is the only way to truly feel seen and heard and understood in life, to live a life that feels more real and frankly more alive, more directly connected with the world around you. But also realize that it can be hard to know what is authentic for me. How do I know this is the real me? And maybe you can't ever really know this for sure, and that's part of the uncertainty of it, the insecurity of it. But what you can do is maybe just notice what feels inauthentic in your life. What are the parts of your life that feel the most false, the most not like who you really are? And just begin experimenting with actions that feel less false. Sometimes I describe the authentic self as simply the less false self. And that can take, I think, a little bit of the pressure off of finding who your true self is. Just the less false self. Noticing what feels false and then just trying out what feels less false. Am I quiet when I don't really want to be? Am I loud when I don't really want to be? Am I holding back the truth? Am I doing something I don't really want to be doing? Simply notice these parts of your life and try out something different. Just try it on and see how it feels, even if it's scary. That to me is a good sign. It's a sign of growth, or maybe a reduction of the second circle, the taking off of the spacesuit, that feeling of anxiety. It could be a good sign. So here's a helpful way to remember to act authentically in daily life, to help you remember to take the risk. You can notice that in any moment, in everything you do, you have two doors available to you. One door represents the second circle, the protective spacesuit, the collection of habitual behaviors that have been cobbled together to help you fit into the expectations of society. So that's one door. And then the other door represents the original circle of you, the you that never needed to change, that never needed to be covered up in order to fit in, that was beautiful in the way that only you could be right from the beginning. In any moment, you have the choice between these two doors, the old door of habit and the new door of authenticity. The habit door likely leads to a world of control and predictability, but also dissatisfaction. While the authenticity door leads to uncertainty and maybe fear, but also a feeling of being a real, alive person, what you might call happy. And so maybe using your imagination now, what do your two doors look like? And what are the two worlds like that they open into? Just see what comes to mind for you. What is your habit door like? And what is your authenticity door like? What do they look like? What do they feel like? And what worlds do they open into? So keep these doors in mind. And you can always think in any situation, what action represents the habit door? And what action represents the authenticity door? And which do I choose now? If you're ever in a moment of indecision, just putting it in that framework can sometimes reveal how obvious the answer is. In an interaction, a conflict, a difficult decision, a moment of discipline or indulgence, which door do I choose, and where does this door lead? Okay, let's just take a few moments to connect with the spirit of authenticity before we finish today. So breathing in authenticity and breathing out authenticity. And breathing in, feeling into the core you, your inner child, raw self, feeling into that. And breathing out and letting yourself be seen for who you really are. And you might just take a few moments to reflect on how authentic you feel in your daily life. When do you feel most authentic? When do you feel least authentic? And what opportunities do you see to express your authentic self in your everyday life? To give your inner circle, the child inside your spacesuit, a chance to breathe, to fully be alive, to give them that chance, despite the inherent risk of doing so? Is there something you might do today or tomorrow that maybe you've thought about doing or have wanted to but haven't found the courage yet? What is really stopping you? Okay, and you might take a few more deep breaths. And if your eyes were closed, you can gently open them now. You might move around or shake or stretch, whatever feels good. And maybe identify one or two risks to take today or tomorrow or later this week in terms of expressing yourself authentically, something that feels doable but maybe is also a little bit of a risk. And you might write that out if you've been journaling. This could also be a good opportunity to write to your inner child self. Not with any particular intention or need in mind, but just writing and maybe seeing what they want, what they might need, and allowing them to respond through you. All right, and well, I hope you feel me sharing my authentic self with you. And I can maybe feel you sharing yourself with me. And so far, we've explored the daily principles of waking up, calibration, care, and now authenticity. And I look forward to being with you next time when we'll explore the next two principles together, reception and creation. The dynamic of receiving new things as a beginner and creating as an act of sharing your gifts with the world. Thanks for being here with me.